AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks have moved lower in late-day trading after early gains. It follows release of a jobs report for September. The Labor Department says 119,000 jobs were added, more than doubling what experts were predicting. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says it shows the economy remains strong.
In particular, construction jobs surged by 19,000 in September, the largest monthly gain in a year. Nearly all of this solid monthly job growth came from the private sector and went to Americans rather than foreign-born workers, the opposite of what we saw under the previous administration.
The sharpest Wall Street losses came again from what used to be the market's biggest winners, Nvidia, cryptocurrencies, and other areas that had soared with nearly relentless momentum as traders feared missing out on more gains and forced the market lower. Verizon says it's cutting more than 13,000 jobs. A federal immigration crackdown centered around North Carolina's largest city, Charlotte, appears to be over less than a week after Border Patrol agents moved in. Hundreds of people were arrested. Patrol agents now turn their attention to New Orleans, where the next big operation is expected. New York Mayor Zohan Mamdani goes to the White House tomorrow to meet with President Trump.
I have many disagreements with the president, and I believe that we should be relentless and pursue all avenues and all meetings that could make our city affordable for every single New Yorker. I intend to make it clear to President Trump that I will work with him on any agenda that benefits New Yorkers.
The mayor-elect is waving off concerns the president could use this meeting to embarrass him. Investigators say the UPS plane that crashed in Kentucky, killing 14 people, had cracks in the engine mount. The U.S. and Russia have drawn up a plan, according to AP sources, aimed at ending the war in Ukraine that calls for major concessions from Kyiv. This is AP News. A warning about AI toys.
The children's and consumer advocacy group Fair Play says that even cute and cuddly artificial intelligence toys are not safe for children. And the group has issued an advisory that's been signed by more than 150 organizations and individual experts, such as child psychiatrists and educators. Fair Play says AI toys are generally powered by AI models that already have been shown to harm children and teenagers, with obsessive use, explicit sexual conversations. Last week, U.S. Public Interest Research Group, or PIRG, said that some of the four AI toys it tested would talk in depth about sexually explicit topics, would offer advice on where a child could find matches or knives, and the toys have limited to no parental controls. I'm Donna Warder.
Ed Donahue, AP News.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.